Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to another episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Jesse Harley, and I'm here to be educated by my good friend Reese Waters, who is trying to teach me. I'm gonna do some jumping jacks. Give me 10 seconds. Hold on.
You're just going to do some jumping jacks. I'm gonna keep this in the episode.
All right. Just trying to wake up. It's a good thing in the morning.
I'm not gonna do any. I'm fine.
This might be good to.
Okay.
My heart pumping. Yeah, baby. Oh.
Sounds a lot like masturbation. There we go.
Okay, that was good.
Cool. So, are you ready? Should we start the episode?
Reese, hello. What's on the plate for today?
Hi.
What are you going to teach me today?
So, I was just trying to contrast your lame energy with
some excitement.
Yeah, I was trying to channel like a wrestling announcer.
Hey. Do you want me to do a wrestling announcement voice? I can do that.
Go on then.
Welcome, everyone, to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Jesse Harley. With me today.
No, that's really annoying.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was doing it ironically. You're too good at it.
I was kind of a cross between a wrestling announcement and like a Price is Right announcer.
Anyway, should we talk about the subject matter?
I guess. What is it? What's today? Tell me.
Do you believe in aliens?
I do, yeah. I think it'd be too weird for the universe to be as big as it is and us be the only living creatures on it. That'd be too bizarre. I don't necessarily believe that aliens have visited us.
Okay. Well, 4 in 5 Canadians believe in aliens. This is an Angus Reid poll. 29% believe that it's definitely true that intelligent life is out there, while 50% say it's probable. So most Canadians agree that there is probably intelligent life somewhere in the galaxy or a galaxy. It's just, that doesn't necessarily mean they think that they live in Nevada.
Right.
So this episode is called The Defense Minister from Venus.
Okay.
No.
Love it already.
It's not entirely accurate. He's not actually from Venus. I was just trying to be creative with it. Should I tell you a little bit about this person?
Sure. Yeah.
So Paul Hellyer is a who? Canadian engineer. Paul Hellyer. Hellyer. Hellyer.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Paul Hellyer. So. He's a Canadian engineer, politician, writer, and commentator.
Is he alive?
And he is. He's quite old, but I mean, he's incredible for his age. Okay. He has actually done some serious, he's got some serious credentials. So he was the Minister for National Defense in Canada in 1963. So he was there doing quite an important role during the Vietnam War, when JFK was assassinated, when like the Cold War nearly boiled over. So it was a pretty serious job at quite a serious time in history. So he's not your average Joe. While all this serious stuff was going on in the world, on June the 3rd in 1967, flew in a helicopter to a small town called St. Paul in Alberta. You used to live in Alberta. Have you ever been to St. Paul?
I don't think I have, no. But no.
So he was opening a special landmark, and essentially it was a welcome center for aliens in case they ever decided to visit Earth.
What?
I know.
Like an information center? Like you are here sort of thing? Like things to see and do while on Earth?
So the area under the world's first UFO landing pad was designed by the town of St. Paul as a symbol of our faith that mankind will maintain the outer universe free from national wars and strife. The future travel in space will be safe for all intergalactic beings. All visitors from Earth or otherwise are welcome to this territory and to the town of St. Paul.
Or otherwise.
Right. So, yeah, which is anyone not from Earth, which is quite a big area. what I love about, if you go to stpaul.ca/UFO landing pad, there's a description saying, as you enter St. Paul from the west, drop in to visit this landmark and see the UFO exhibit downstairs. This is an opportunity to view actual photographs of UFOs, crop circles, and cattle mutilations. It's a really light kind of family-friendly topic. So I like taking my kids on a road trip to look at pictures of cattle mutilations in small towns. Maybe we'll get some ice cream as well, you know.
It's a good pairing. Yeah.
It is. It's great. So, yeah. But
I would recommend getting the utterly delicious ice cream chocolate combination there when viewing cattle mutilation.
The burnt cow flavor. As you know, I do like to look at TripAdvisor, and it has only got 3.5 stars on TripAdvisor, but it is the number two thing to do in St. Paul.
The number two. What's the number one? Two.
I don't know. I think it was like a field, I think. But,
just a giant open field?
The field.
So like a giant open grass field was more entertaining than this?
No, I can't remember. I don't remember what it was. Okay. I'm sure the number one is better than a field. Okay. But anyway, so Burkina Babe. Basically said, hopeful attraction if you happen to be in town. And this is my favorite review. So
okay,
we walked here from the golf course as we were in St. Paul on a medical education trip. It was so cute. The dedication is the most hopeful, honest, and encouraging thing I've read recently. The pad itself could accommodate a UFO about the size of a Winnebago, but it's the thought that counts. So
who was this guy again? What was his tie to politics?
Paul Hell Yeah. So he opened
Hell
it.
Yeah.
Paul Hell Yeah opened this. He was not taken lightly. He was seen as someone quite important in the government. But in as his career was kind of winding down in early September 2015, he made the headlines by announcing that he genuinely believed in the existence of UFOs. And a lot of people in the UFO kind of research communities all went crazy because they were like, this is a really high-ranking government official who believes in UFOs. And it kind of made him a bit of a celebrity in those kind of circles.
Wow, okay. So he was in charge of like the wars and whatnot.
He was in charge of the wars. Yeah, like all the wars, you know, the good ones, the bad ones, some that were worthy of a film, others that weren't, you know, all those ones.
If you needed to have a war, you'd go to Paul Hell Yeah.
He started to say more outlandish things about aliens and about alien technology. So in 2007, the Ottawa Citizen reported that he was demanding that governments share the secret alien technology they have that will instantly solve the problem of climate change. And was quite angry that they were hoarding this secret alien technology.
I'd be angry too, honestly, if
you know, I know plenty of people who would believe that alien technology is a thing, but when they say it,
if aliens exist, then alien technology exists. It's just not here, and they're not hoarding it. Like, what? This is something.
The difference is if my friend, I'm going to make up a friend because I don't have any friends.
Right.
And I don't want to imply. I don't, so, if I had a friend called, Ian, and he.
What's Ian's last name?
Ian Smith-Onez. So Ian Smith-Onez, he's got a small ice cream van that he operates. And he tells me that the government are hoarding climate change technology. I'm going to go, Ian Smith-Onez, you're an ice cream van driver. Your ice cream is great. It's at an affordable price. And the kids like you. But I don't really trust your opinion on this alien technology being hoarded by the government. I won't lie. Whereas the defense minister of a major economy who was in power and responsible during a very serious time for the military in Canada, when he says it, is a bit different because people then go, what does he know? What does he know? So that's kind of the interesting thing about him. He's like, well, he's been in the Pentagon. He's been to all these bases and he's known official secrets and he's saying this stuff. So, but no one, you know, I think that's what got people excited was the fact that he was talking about this stuff and he'd actually had top secret clearance and, you know, been to interesting places and done interesting things and probably knew a lot of secret stuff. So when he said stuff like that, but the question is, did he see that kind of stuff or was he just,
smoking
looking to make a splash?
I don't think he was making, I mean, people typically don't, if you're looking to make a splash, you don't say crazy things. If you're looking to make a splash, if you say crazy things, usually indicates that you're, what's the word? Crazy. Like, it's I don't know.
Ian Smith Jones went out of business because he was saying that kind of stuff. So.
His last name changed too. Smith.
whatever
his name was. I like Smith Jones. That's two Smith Jones. Two last names in one. That's. I'd like to think that Smith Jones ice cream truck, their slogan was "Aliens are real." Like that's.
Oh god, they need some real help with their branding. You know, their core messaging is way off. So he was quite passionate. He just wanted them to share the technology to save the planet. And then he did another interview.
I mean, his heart was in the right place, I guess.
Yeah, he wasn't saying, you know, he was saying if you've got that technology, then you can fix some problems with it. In an interview with Russia Today in 2014. Hell yeah, said at least that four species of aliens had been visiting Earth thousands of years, and most of them coming from other star systems, although there are some living on Venus, Mars, and Saturn's moon. According to him, they don't think we're very good stewards for our planet.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't be wrong, but I'd love to know where he's getting this information. This is fascinating.
Well, and he hasn't been working in the government for a long time, so I don't know. Maybe it's a hunch.
Yeah, yes, that's always go with your hunches, especially if you're in a place of political power. You know,
I get hunches like that all the time,
right? Just like your friend Ian Smith Jones, who
exactly. He's right about one thing: how to make good ice cream.
Right?
Everything else, don't trust him. You don't know what he's talking about.
His favorite flavor, blueberry brainwash, is.
Oh, good. Anyway, so I believe when we recorded this podcast, he is alive and well. He's on YouTube all the time. He comments on global conspiracies. So how do you feel about the story of Paul Hellyer and his amazing insight on the secret world of aliens that he's trying to expose?
I mean, it's not that surprising, honestly. It's, you know, a lot of people believe in aliens. I just don't think they would believe it to this extent and use their position of power to sort of push their agenda on people. So that's fun. It's fun to know. He's also like, how old is this guy?
I think he's 96.
96. Well, hell yeah. I got to stop using that word. Amazing. And made it to 96 and still believes in aliens.
Well, but what would you do if Justin Trudeau, spoke moistly about this and said it was all true?
I'd want proof. I wouldn't want to just take someone's word for it.
What about if he turned up in St. Paul at the landing pad and a Winnebago-sized UFO landed on top of the it was just the perfect, maybe they custom built it. They went there in this big ship the size of Malta, and they were like, no, we're just going to make them embarrassed that they didn't, you know. You know when you have a large amount of people turn up to an event and you book a small space and you're just embarrassed that you didn't plan it properly? So they designed a small Winnebago-sized UFO, and Justin's there, and the aliens come down and they exchange moisture.
I mean, this is inspiring me to think of a new TV show. What if we had Justin Trudeau and Paul Hellyer like doing a road trip across Canada looking for UFO crash sites?
You like Star Trek, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, I love Star Trek.
Capoeira and Star Trek, that's how you split your time.
Yep. If you were going to boil down Justin Harley's leisure activities, those are the only two things I do. That's it.
Have you ever combined the two? Do you do capoeira in a Star Trek uniform?
No, but I will now. Thank you for that. So if
I really like the idea. I think Justin Trudeau would be a really good Star Trek captain. He's got that kind of Star Trek captain look about him.
Yeah. So the show is he and Paul get into a Winnebago, drive to Alberta, park the Winnebago on the spot that's just big enough for Winnebagos, wait for UFOs to land. He then becomes one of their captains of their ship, and the TV crew follows them as he captains an intergalactic space crew throughout the galaxies.
Yeah, if you want.
I mean, don't get too excited there.
I just think that I like the idea that one day this tourist attraction that we're making fun of that isn't worth the drive does actually become the place where humans make contact with aliens.
Oh my, that
it
would
is
be
the
funny.
Only one of his kind in the world.
That would be very funny.
And then the aliens go, well, we went to the big field, but no one was there.
Oh my God, I wonder if there's a trip advisor for Earth, like all of Earth for aliens.
Avoid Wednesday afternoons. It's really busy. Cool. Well, this has been fun.
This has been enlightening. Yes. Thank you for showing me just how many drunk and crazy people are running our country for and have been for many, many, many years and continue to this day. It strikes inspiration into the hearts of young voters such as myself who are learning to enjoy and get more active in politics. Boy, where did that come from? That's... I'm telling you, I'm in a weird mood today, man. I'm sorry. My brain is just not where it's meant to be at all. We really hope you've been enjoying these episodes. If you've liked this and you want to give back in some way, like if you would just laugh your butt off for the past 20 minutes and you're like, you know what? I want to do something for them because I am a good Canadian. And the best thing you can do, honestly, it helps us grow, is to go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Put a star in and then type in something, what you think of the show. That really helps us grow in the charts. And it takes 10 seconds of your time. It's a lot of people have done it so far. We've got some really fun reviews out there. And like I said, if you like the show so far and you want to contribute, that's the best way you can do it, is just give us a review. So thanks to everyone who's done it. Thanks to everyone who's going to do it. And we read every single one.
And if you have listened to the show and you hate it and you want to give us a bad review, just go for a walk. Do something else. Don't do it. Just go and cool off.